in a dependence upon Thee, Lord, all needed help. I ask Your very prayerful attention to Paul's epistle to the Ephesians, chapter 3, and I read part of verse 20. I'll read verse 20. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. The thoughts of one's heart and mind is this, these few words really, unto Him that is able. Him that is able. I don't know, thankfully, anything about anyone's pathway here in particular. But maybe that there are those here that have got some serious problems. Enormous difficulties, things that we cannot manage ourselves. But dear soul, what do you and I do when we cannot manage things ourselves? There's only one course for the child of God, and that is to commit thy way unto the Lord and trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. Because, dear soul, in one respect, you're in a far, far better, safer place than those times and those occasions when you think you can manage. Because when we think we can manage, we don't go to prayer. We don't use the throne of grace. We don't look to the ministry of God's word. I was enabled and favoured to come here just over a week ago on Thursday night. And the text was, this was it not, to Paul's word to Timothy. Yes, and it was this exhortation, not quoting it correctly, but it was looking, yes, looking to the Lord for all things. Well, let's turn it up and see what it does say. But watch thou in all things. That was the word. And when you and I found, yes, in self-confidence, we're not watching. But when you and I are found like dear Jehoshaphat, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon Thee, then we're in a far, far safer place. We are indeed. Whatever that may concern, whether it's something providential in your life, or whether it's some deep spiritual exercise that's found in your heart that the Lord has put there, or Yes, and to come to the Lord in prayer and to watch in all things. Commit our way. Trust also in Him. Perhaps you wondered why we read Joshua chapter 6. You know, it came to me like this last evening. It is able to do exceeding abundantly. Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly. The archaeologists tell us that the walls of Jericho were two walls, side by side, a gap in between. But one of those walls was 12 feet in depth. And the other was 6 feet in depth. And there was a gap in the middle. Well, and it was 30 feet high. Some wall around a city. Yes. And the people inside of the city feared and trembled because they knew what this great God of the Israelites had already done in the past. 40 years ago when they came out of Egypt, how he had dried up the Red Sea and made a way for them. But is there one here this morning that's got something like this? Some great wall of impossibility. It was undoubtedly, it was very clear from the Word of God, it was the Lord that brought down the wall. The Lord could have brought down the wall without Israel compassing it 7 times and 7 times. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? This that is insurmountable. Yeah. We might say impregnable, isn't it? This great wall, and yet it falls down flat. Not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. But you notice one thing. Why, there was the harlot Rahab. And those 2 spies, they went, yes, and found the harlot Rahab. And the archaeologists also tell us this, that there's a section of the wall that remained standing. Yes, where was the harlot Rahab and her house? A God that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. And here's all. You may have something in your life today, whether it's to do with providence or whether it's to do with the things of grace. It seems totally utterly impossible. But the word of the Lord, yes, the Lord has spoken, the Lord has said that Jericho shall be given into thine hand. Yet is our, and this mighty God is still able, is still able to bring down the mighty works of man. He's still able, this all, to conquer. Yes, and to his honour, his glory, and his praise. Why, what do you read there in Hebrews chapter 11 about the children of Israel? Why, and by faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believe not, when she had received the spies with peace. Yes, the by faith the walls of Jericho fell down. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Is how you and I are approaching to a holy God. Yes, we're asking for great things. Is how, but there is nothing too great for him to do, to grant, if it be his heavenly mind and will. Yes, it will have to be according to his heavenly mind and will. Why, I repeated this in prayer a moment ago, I believe. And dear all, and may this be a word for you this morning that's got this great impossibility. This great wall of Jericho. I will yet be inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them. Yes, oh, he's going to be inquired of by you and I. To make the crooked thing straight and the rough place plain. To make a way where there seems to be no way. Why, yes, there again in Hebrews, by faith they came through the Red Sea. There was another impossibility. They'd been brought out of Egypt with a mighty and an outstretched arm. And perhaps it's, oh, yes, and you and I, why, we may have a humble hope that the Lord has called us by his grace and brought us up out of the land of Egypt, out of the world of sin and iniquity and transgression and so on. Yeah. But now, boy, there's an impossibility in front of you. There's no way of escape to the left or the right. And there's an enemy behind. He's sitting on his shoulder. What are we to do? Speak to the children of Israel that they go forward. What has Moses said before that? Fear not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. Which he will show to you today. It's he that's going to have the praise, and you and I, dear soul, are going to have the benefit. The praise redounded, yes, and you're seeing 420 again in a different way. Blessed be his name. Yeah. It'll be, bless the Lord, O my soul. It'll be, praise God from whom all blessings flow. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly. Able to do exceeding abundantly. Yes, this thought comes to mind as well. Why, you read there in the book of Daniel, don't you? Daniel is to be cast into the den of lions. Yes. What does Darius say when he commits Daniel to the lion's den? Yes. Why, he says to him that is God. Yes. Again, let us make sure we quote this correctly. Why, this is God. Thy God whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. Thy God whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. Exceeding abundantly. Able. There seems to be another impossibility, doesn't there? Yeah, there seems to be. Perhaps to yourself, oh, that's what you've got this morning, something that seems to be. And verily is impossible with men. But dear soul, it's not possible with God. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Why? You see, let's just go over this a minute. Why is Daniel being put into the den? He's put into the den because of sheer jealousy. There were those presidents, yes. You see, Daniel is preferred above the presidents, but that wasn't without reason. It's because an excellent spirit was in him. Because the fear of God was in his heart. And it was exercised, it was seen. Oh, that it might be seen in your life and mine that this man, this woman, has been with Jesus, lives with Jesus, walks with Jesus. Well, these presidents didn't like it. And they sought occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, and they couldn't find any occasion. And they got together and they said, except we find against him concerning the law of his God. Against the law of his God. So they get together and they come to the king. Which was complete and utter lies from beginning to end. But they deceived the king. Yeah. And the poor king is, this suited his nature very well. Yes, I make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days, save of thee, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions. and pride lifted up poor Darius the king. Yes. And so the king signs the decree. Decrees may be signed, and the law of the Medes and Persians is it alters not, but he is able. He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. I don't know. Sometimes in business life there's persecution. And they set you down. And they say all manner of evil against you. Yes, oh, you keep walking uprightly before God. You keep looking unto Jesus. You keep praying your way along. And dear soul, and don't go to the left or to the right. Don't compromise like Lot did. And prove, dear soul, this word, that he is able. Why, Daniel then is cast into the den, the lion. Oh, no doubt that these presidents thought this was the finish of him. We've got rid of him at last. But what they hadn't thought was, they contended with Daniel's God. Thy God, whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. Darius is now very sorry that he's ever signed this decree. Yes. And the law of the Medes and Persians alters not, so Daniel's got to go in the den. But he goes into the den, dear soul, for the honour and glory of God's name. Yes. And dear soul, and he comes out triumphant, and so will you. Blessed be his glorious name. What did Daniel say? My God hath sent his angel and hath shut the lion's mouths, that they should not hurt me. For as much as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. What did he say when he came to the den in the morning? He says, what did he say here in verse 16? Thy God whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. He comes to the den and he says, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest continually able to deliver thee from the lions? Yes, dear soul, Daniel's God is able, and he still is able. He's able to save, dear soul, you from death, destruction, and despair. So, yes, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we may ask or think. This impossibility. And yet, dear soul, what did Daniel say there earlier in the book? There is a God in heaven. Remember that, sinner. There is a God in heaven. And that God in heaven, dear soul, your God, my God, his ear is open unto the cry of his people. Who has said, call upon me in the day of trouble and I will deliver thee. Psalm 107. They wandered in the wilderness of solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. Yes, dear soul, notice that little word, then they cried. Oh. Dear soul, and when you and I cry, why, it's faithful to his word. I will deliver them. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly. Yes, dear soul, is able to do. Yet, coming on, dear soul, to other things, that is able to do. Is able, dear soul, then to make those crooked things straight and those rough places plain. Dear soul, now I cannot think exactly where the word is, but is able to succour. Yes, dear soul, is able, he stands by the right hand of the poor. Psalm 109, I believe it is. The dear psalmist says this to us about the Lord, yes, for he shall. Oh, you see the certainty of God's word. For he shall stand at the right hand of the poor. Poor though I am, despised, forgot, yet Jesus my Lord forgets me not. He stands there. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly. Exceeding abundantly. Why, I think, my friends, that illustration there in of Joshua and the walls of Jericho, why, is exceeding abundant. Makes a way. But then, yes, all this is. The Paul writes, doesn't he, in the epistle to the Romans, that he's able to make, yes, promises. Yes, that, yeah, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. He's speaking about Abraham, isn't he? And he says that Abraham, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Abraham is an old man, 100 years old. His wife, what did he say here? And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at this promise, but being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Yes, all. Have you got a promise? And you're waiting to see the fulfillment of it. Yes, for the Lord to appear. Perhaps I draw this bow at a venture, but perhaps the Lord has given you a promise in the past, regarding your children. And sadly, you look at them today. And where are they? They're not in the house of God. They've gone astray. There seems to be no thought of God or godliness. It doesn't come into their life. They may attend a funeral with you and I. And they probably think that there they are, going back into the dark old ages. You know, there's a word here, and I looked this up, and I read this morning Robert Hawker's portion for today. And why here in this prophecy here of Jeremiah. Yeah. Why, he says this to us now. Why, that he would make an everlasting covenant. Why, it was the children of Israel. They had been taken into captivity. But the Lord had promised earlier here in Jeremiah's prophecy that there should be a gracious return. And why? And the Lord says this to us here in Jeremiah 32, 36. And now therefore thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning this city, wherever you say, it shall be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon by the sword, and by the famine, and by the pestilence. Behold, I will gather them out of all countries, whither I have driven them in mine anger, and in my fury, and in great wrath. And I will bring them again into this place, and I will cause them to dwell safely. And they shall be my people, and I will be their God. Well, you say, that would be wonderful. But listen, dear soul, to this. This is what Robert Hawker was looking at this morning. And I will give them one heart and one way, that they may fear me forever, for the good of them and of their children after them. And this was the verse, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them, that I will not turn away from them to do them good. But I will put my fear in their hearts, that they shall not depart from me. Now, there's two nots in that verse. The Lord will not turn away from them to do them good. And he will put his fear in their heart, that they shall not depart from me. Desire, do you wait for the fulfillment of God's promise? Yes, and now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly. Yes, blind unbelief is sure to err and scan his work in vain. God is his own interpreter, and he will make it plain. He's able, dear soul. He's able, dear soul, to snatch a brand from the burning and make them a trophy of his grace. You know, you go down to the sea and the tide goes out. Long way sometimes. But, you know, low tide's done, and the tide turns, and the tide comes back in. Oh, that you and I might see. Perhaps you see one of your near and dear ones, yes. and you wonder how much further the tide is going to go out. Yes. But if the Lord has given you a promise, yes, not something fanciful, no, but given you a promise that this child of yours and mine was, is, a child of his, is found in the covenant of his grace. You're not going to leave them. You're not going to leave them. You're going to go out after them. When I say you're going out after them, you're going out after them in prayer and supplication. There's no other way. They've gone like a wild ass's colt. Yes. But I will be inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them. Yes. There's all, and you and I, I've got to inquire. We've got to inquire. We've got to lay this matter before the Lord, spread it before him. Yes, that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or even think. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly. Temptation for some at times is so very real. Temptation of the adversary. But there's, a book, an epistle that is perhaps rarely read in public, perhaps rarely read in private reading. And that's the Epistle of Jude. And why, it's a very solemn chapter. There's only one chapter to it. But it's a very solemn chapter, is it not? Why, it speaks about the shameful wickedness of men. The predictions of judgments of the ungodly and the scoffers. But he closes with a spiritual foundation of hope. Yes. But beloved, building up yourselves in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And if some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling. The dear psalmist was found in a good place, was he not? When he said, oh, keep my feet that they slip not. Keep the door of my lips. To be found looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. I will look up unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. Now unto him that is able. Yes. Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly. come to this thought. Yes, and why the Apostle Paul says this to us, does he not? About our dear Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Perhaps there's a poor soul in here this morning that says, well, all this has been very well, but it's not come to where I am. I feel so far off from God. I sympathise with your poor soul. But now then, just listen to this. Paul writes here in Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. Well, let's read verse 24 first. But this man, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him. Able to save to the uttermost. That's you, isn't it? What does the hymn writer say? The vilest sinner out of hell that lifts to feel his need is welcome to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead. Able to save to the uttermost. Oh, friends, and you can perhaps think of some uttermost characters in the Bible. And did the Lord forsake them? No. They are unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly. Yes. Exceeding abundantly. These great mountains of your sin and iniquity and mine. Like this, oh, the walls of Jericho, they're all down flat. Because of his loving kindness. Because he will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. Yes. Poor though I am, despised, forgot, yet Jesus my Lord forgets me not. Poor blind Bartimaeus. A beggar. And that, dear soul, is how you feel this morning, is it not? Yes, a beggar poor at mercy's door lies such a wretch as I. Is able to do exceeding abundantly. You say, but you don't understand. My sins are so great. They're enormous. Well, and so's this poor man's sins, great and enormous. What did I quote just now? The vilest sinner out of hell that lives to feel his need is welcome to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead. Yes, dear soul. The vilest, the worst of sinners, the very, very worst of sinners, the worst sinner found in Dicker Chapel this morning is able to save to the uttermost. I've gone so far astray. I've wandered from God. I've ignored his word. I've transgressed his commandments. I've sinned. My life is sin and iniquity from beginning to end. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Say, my soul, why not for thee? Able to save to the uttermost. Yes. What does the dear hymn writer say to us here? Why, he says this. Jesus is a mighty saviour. Helpless souls are here, friend. He has borne their misbehaviour and his mercy knows no end. He has borne their misbehaviour and his mercy knows no end. Let's go here then to Isaiah chapter 53. And what does the dear prophet prophesy of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ? He shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. He will justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. And did the holy and the just, the sovereign of the sky, stoop down to wretched nest and dust, that guilty worms might rise? Yes! The Redeemer left his throne, his radiant throne on high, surprising mercy, love unknown, to suffer, bleed and die, to say to the uttermost, all them that come unto God by him. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death. And he was numbered with the transgressors. Listen, sinner. And he bare the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. And bare the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. What was those words there in Hebrews chapter 7? Why, it is, oh, it's this again, is it not? With this high priest, why, he has an unchangeable priesthood. Yes. But this man, the God man, the man spoken of in Isaiah 53, but this man, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore, he is able also to say to the uttermost. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. I need these few simple remarks.